message, God is good. It's the latest song by Francesca Battistelli, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Francesca.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I love the song. It's such a positive message, but I understand it came out sort of a circumstance that was not that great. Tell us a little bit about why you wrote God is Good.
Absolutely, yeah. So I actually wrote this song about 3 years ago for a friend who had just recently lost his wife and was obviously walking through just, you know, one of the darkest times ever of his life. And wanted to encourage him that no matter what, God is good. And I think that that is a message that is, you know, timely and timeless, something we always need to be reminded of. So I had intended it to be on the last record, but the Lord was pretty clear that we needed to wait and hold on to it. And I couldn't figure out why, but we said, yeah, you know, we're obedient and didn't put it on the last album. And then we're starting to work on the next record. And I knew, well, I want it to be the first single, but I don't really have any thoughts beyond that. Well, this film that I'm a part of that we'll get to talk about, last day of shooting, I had a conversation with my director, Vance, and he said, you know, could you write a song that's kind of like this for this part of the film? And he started describing really this song exactly, and he didn't realize it. And so I said, well, I may have something already. I'd love you to hear it. And as soon as he heard it, he got chills and was like, this is perfect. And so it was one of those moments for me where I realized, man, God had a plan for this song before it was even written, you know, and it needed to be in this film, and it needed to be out right now in this season where what we're all sort of collectively walking through. I think it's even more appropriate message now than it would have been, you know, 3 years ago. So I'm so thankful that we listened to the Lord.
Yeah. I love the line of the song where there's beauty, you're learning to see beauty in it all. And, you know, you might get two people walk through the same things, and we all go through these hard times, but you're seeing the beauty in the bad thing. That doesn't make a lot of sense to us when we say, well, this is a horrible thing we're going through, but you see the beauty in it. You know, can you explain that a little further?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, again, to that idea of God doesn't waste anything, and if we really believe that God is sovereign and in control, then we have to trust that no matter what we're walking through, it's not a surprise to Him, and He's going to use it. And I think that it's hard to live that, but again, when you look back and you see the faithfulness of God through Scripture and through just our own lives, it's constant. You know, He never leaves us or forsakes us, and He is always in us in those moments with us, even when they're difficult, and will use them for His glory. And so, again, I think it's something that is easier to see in hindsight, but is always true.
It's true. And you're not just on the radio, you're on the big screen. Well, big or little screen, depending on how you watch it. You've got a part in the new God's Not Dead movie called We the People, and this part is not a cameo. You're just not in there for a second or two. You have a pretty major role in this. How did that happen?
Yeah, you know, it was totally the Lord. I had two different people, one a friend, one I didn't even know, kind of fighting for me, and I didn't even have a clue this film was being made. But back in January, they had cast, I think, all the roles but mine, and I got a call about 2.5 weeks before filming started, and they said, several people tell us that you're the girl for this role, and one of them didn't even know that I had any acting experience. So it was obviously the Lord just wanting this to happen. And I'm with you. I read the script and still didn't realize how big of a role it was. It wasn't until I saw the schedule and how many hours a day I would be shooting that I realized, okay, I guess I'm in a lot of scenes.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a film whose message I'm really passionate about. And so I am so thrilled that it is finally here.
Yeah. Well, you do play a mom, something you have quite a bit of experience in. So I guess it wasn't that much of a stretch, was it?
That's right. And she's a homeschooling mom. I'm a homeschooling mom.
Hey.
And she loves the Lord and I love the Lord. And when we read the script, my husband was like, well, you're not going to have to really, you know, act. Just be yourself. It's true.
Her new song is called God is Good. And you can catch Francesca Battistelli in the new God's Not Dead movie, We the People. Francesca Battistelli has been our guest this morning. Thanks, Francesca.
Thanks so much for having me. God bless you guys.